Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Royal Air Force is preparing to fly Typhoons from RAF Coningsby in my constituency to Romania to support our NATO allies on the border with Russia. This is as President Putin is locking up his political opponents and crushing calls for democracy. Will my right honourable friend confirm, as we leave the EU, that the United Kingdom will continue to lead NATO in defending this vital border, and will she pay tribute to the armed forces who safeguard our democracy at home and abroad?
I'm very happy, Mr. Speaker, to join my honourable friend in paying tribute to the men and women of our armed forces. They are the best in the world, and they work tirelessly to keep us safe, and we owe them every gratitude for doing so. I can also assure her that our commitment to collective defence and security through NATO is as strong as ever. We will meet our NATO pledge to spend 2% of GDP on defence every year of this decade, and we plan to spend $178 billion on an equipment plan to 2025, and she has referred to the work that is being done by the Royal Air Force in relation to Romania. Of course, with NATO, we're deploying a battalion to Estonia and a reconnaissance squadron to Poland, and I think that shows our very clear commitment to our collective security and defence.